Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The United Kingdom has had its general election, and there has been a smooth transition of party and parliament. If only all changes of government were as smooth around the world. And I say that aware that it has been estimated that around 2 billion voters, approximately one quarter of the world's population, are eligible to vote in elections in their countries in this year, 2024. Recently, France held its second round of their legislative elections. I think globally, many in the world are turning their attention to the US elections in November, not just for the president, but also for the House of Representatives and the Senate. And we wait and see. However, as I said at the beginning, 2024 sees many elections, municipal, regional, general, all around the world. And some of the general or presidential elections this year have been, or will be, in Dominican Republic, Mexico, Uruguay, Panama, Bangladesh, India, Indonesia, Iran, Pakistan, Belgium, Croatia, Finland, Russia, Slovakia, Palau, and Tuvalu, and of course there's more. Christians in all these countries have to decide what is best for their country in terms of what will provide the best environment to live a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. That's 1 Timothy 2 verse 2. And what will produce justice and public services, which are or should be the recipients of taxes. Romans 13, 1-8. And we need to have some awareness that the New Testament was written at a time of emperors and the kings or governors appointed by them, and that people lived with various levels of authority for which the general public didn't vote. From the time of Roman emperors, the first government Christians experienced, we have been encouraged to pray for kings and all who are in high positions, 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. And there are many prayers in our hymnal, the Lutheran Service Book. Have a look at the inside cover and pages 305 to 318 for lots of prayers. And here's one of them on page 313 in the section on the civic realm. It goes like this. Lord, keep this nation under your care. Bless the leaders of our land that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to the other nations of the earth. Grant that we may choose trustworthy leaders, contribute to wise decisions for the general welfare, and serve you faithfully in our generation through Jesus Christ our Lord. As part of the prayer of the Church, we in the United Kingdom regularly pray for the King and all who serve in his name, which recognizes our polity here. Our prayer is not for heaven on earth, which is impossible, but that all earthly authorities recognize that they are not ultimate authorities, and they are called to serve their people rather than self-serve themselves. And it is the same when Christians live in countries whose political systems are oppressive, vindictive, self-justifying, that they are called first to pray for those in authority, not for a continuation of oppression or the manipulation of the rule of law, but that there is a genuine peace and a genuine justice so that the people may live well and flourish. The Church, like the first apostles, seeks to serve where it is located. And after 2,000 years of history, the Church is in all sorts of relationships with the political powers around the world. The Church is not called to be the handmaid of government, nor isolationist from government or society, but to remain true to its identity as the people of God. And that means its first focus remains the gospel always. If the Church does not present and live the gospel, the world won't do it for us. The public voice of the Church needs to keep the gospel first, that salvation and hope and security are best discovered in Jesus. And the gospel leads us to seek to serve where we are planted, at home, in the community, at work, in the congregation, and yes, in the state or country. And our first task is prayer. Such praying is not a cop-out, but a recognition that God's people seek the blessings of God for their part of the world. And so we pray for our leaders as we live faithfully following Jesus, however else he leads us to serve, even in the state. Let us pray. Lord, preserve your people. Maintain righteous government everywhere, so that all things may take place in an orderly way, and peace may not be destroyed by revolution or secret enmity, nor the eternal good order be corrupted by debased living or disturbed by other offences. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.